Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on a Jungleist Jungle Switch Up, where we're going to balance the low end, shape the groove, and arrange a section that flips hard without losing momentum. If you love drum and bass, this is one of those moves that instantly makes a track feel alive. The idea is simple. Keep a solid roller foundation, then bring in a chopped break and a bit of tension so the track suddenly feels like it has a new chapter. Not random, not messy, intentional, controlled chaos. We're going to work at around 172 BPM, which is a really good middle ground for modern DNB and jungle-influenced rollers. It's fast enough to feel urgent, but not so fast that the arrangement becomes hard to control. First, set up a clean session. Create a MIDI track for your sub-bass, another MIDI track for your main bass or res, a drum track, and an audio track for your break sample or resampling. If you have a reference track, keep it nearby and low in volume. That's a great habit in DNB. Because low-end balance and arrangement energy are much easier to judge when you're comparing to something that already works. Now let's build the drum foundation. Start with a simple two-step or roller pattern using drum rack sounds. Put your kick and snare in a strong, readable pattern. Snare on 2 and 4 is a safe starting point. Add hats on the offbeats or with a light 16th note pulse. You can also add a few ghost notes or percussion hits, but keep it lean at first. A lot of beginners make the mistake of overfilling the drums too early. Don't do that here. We want space. Bass is what lets the switch up hit later. On the drum group, you can use a Q8 to clean up any muddy low end, and maybe tame harsh hi-hat spikes if they get too sharp. A light glue compressor or drum bus can help glue the kit together, but keep it subtle. You're aiming for punch, not squashed energy. Utility is also useful here to keep the low end centered and mono compatible. Next, build your sub bass for beginner-friendly DNB. Keep the sub very simple. Operator or wave-eatable are both fine. Use a sine wave or a very smooth oscillator, keep it mono, and write short, controlled notes. The sub's job is to hold the floor, not show off. A good rule in DNB is this: when the drums get busy, the sub should often get simpler. When the drums are sparse, the bass can speak more. Use EQ8 if the sub starts to feel cloudy in the low mids. The goal is a strong, clean foundation. You want weight, not mud. Now add your main bass layer. This can be a res, a detuned saw sound, or a dark mid bass with some movement. This is where you can add more character. Use auto filter for slow movement, and a little saturator if you want grit and density. Keep it mostly mono in the low mids, and avoid making it too wide down low. Try writing a call and response bass phrase. Let the bass answer the snare. Maybe a short phrase on bar 1, a gap on bar 2, a variation on bar 3, and some space leading into the switch up. That kind of phrasing keeps the groove musical and leaves room for the jungle moment later. Now we get to the sampling part, which is where the switch up really comes alive. Find a drum break with a strong snare and interesting hat texture. Drag it into an audio track, then use slice to new MIDI tracks so you can trigger individual hits. This is one of the easiest ways for a beginner to get into jungle style editing. Build a short chopped break phrase, maybe 1 or 2 bars. You do not need a million chops. In fact, too many chops can make the section feel more confused than exciting. Focus on a few snare cuts, hat stabs, small break fills, and maybe 1 or 2 ghost note edits. You want the listener to hear the energy shift clearly. If the break feels thin, try layering it quietly with the main snare, or use EQ8 to shape it so it sits better. A little compression can help keep it consistent too, but again, only lightly. Now let's arrange the switch up. Think in phrases. That's really important in DNB. A clean beginner structure might be something like this. Bars 1 to 8 are the main groove. Bars 9 to 16 bring in more variation. Bars 17 to 20 are the switch up with chopped break energy. And bars 21 to 24 bring us back to the main feel or heavier variation. The key move here is contrast. Before the switch up, remove something. Maybe mute the full sub for a moment, or drop one hat layer, or thin out the main bass. Then bring in the chopped break, a fill, or a reverse cymbal. That something changed feeling is what makes the section land. And keep the switch up short. 1 to 4 bars is often enough. If you stretch it too long, the dance floor momentum can start to fade. Automation is your secret weapon here. Use it to guide the ear instead of piling on extra parts. For example, slowly open the bass filter over 2 bars, fade in the break sample, or add a touch more drive from saturator during the switch up. You could also send one snare hit into reverb before the change, then pull the space away so the next section feels harder and drier. A nice trick is to mute the sub for the final half bar before the switch. That tiny gap can make the return feel much heavier. Silence is not empty here. Silence is tension. Now let's talk balance. Because in D&B, the mix and arrangement are tied together. If the kick disappears when the bass comes in, the whole track loses its impact. So keep checking the low end. Make sure the sub stays centered. Keep the break from fighting the main snare. And avoid too much low mid buildup between about 150 and 400 Hz. If your bass sounds exciting but the drums feel weak, reduce the bass before boosting the drums. That's usually the smarter move. In this style, clarity beats loudness. You can also use resampling to make the switch-up feel more custom. Record a short section of your drum and bass groove onto a new auto-note track, then chop that recording into tiny hits. Reverse one or two slices. Fade between them. Use that as a fill back into the drop. That's a classic jungle move, and it sounds like it came from the track itself rather than from some random extra sample. If you want it darker, run the resampled fill through a little saturator, maybe a touch of erosion for roughness, and filter it down slightly before the drop returns. Just keep it controlled. The goal is character, not clutter. Finally, make the return feel strong. After the switch-up, bring back the full drums, the sub, and the main bass phrase, maybe slightly altered so it feels like the track has moved forward. The return should not feel like a reset. It should feel like the next chapter of the same story. Here's the big takeaway. In jungle and D&B, the best arrangements are built from variation inside repetition. You keep the foundation stable, then change one or two energy layers for a short time. Maybe rhythm density changes. Maybe the top end gets brighter or darker. Maybe the bass rhythm becomes call and response, but one anchor stays locked in. If you remember nothing else, remember this. Contrast creates the switch up, not more stuff, not louder stuff. Contrast. Quick recap. Build around a solid drum and sub foundation. Use sampling to chop a break and create your jungle switch up. Keep the low end mono and stable. Remove an element before adding the new groove. Automate filters, volume, and sends to guide the transition. Keep the switch up short, intentional, and dance-floor ready. Now it's your turn. Set up a 172 BPM project. Make a simple roller, bring in a break chop, and create a 16-bar section that clearly changes energy without losing the D&B pulse. If you can hear the story in the arrangement, you're doing it right. Controlled chaos. That's the vibe.